They think the same thing.
He speaks on NBC's Today Show. Meanwhile, as that meeting between Trump and Putin gets ready to take place, there's a report that Russia may be behind the hacking of about a dozen power plants in the United States, and that officials say hackers there could be positioning themselves to eventually disrupt the nation's entire power supply. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The new president of South Korea says he's willing to meet with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, quote, at any time, at any place. South Korean President Moon Jae-in making the comments in Germany ahead of the G20 talks in Hamburg. His comments come just days after the North successfully tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile. A coalition general in Iraq says ISIS is now on the retreat there.
With them having lost 70% of the terrain that they seized at their high water mark, if not more, with 2 million of the people that they had under their oppression since liberated, I think that it's fair to characterize that as on their last legs.
Canadian Armed Forces Brigadier General Dave Anderson saying ISIS is running out of time in Mosul, and he expects the terror group's pocket of control in the territory will be gone by next week. In light news, a city in Malaysia has smashed a world record for the largest gathering of people wearing cat costumes. This is USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Virginia's executed a convicted killer after Governor Terry McAuliffe rejected calls to spare the man's life. William Morva put to death by lethal injection last night. Morva was sentenced to death in 2008 for killing a guard and a deputy while escaping from prison in Blacksburg, Virginia, a decade ago. Meanwhile, in New York City, an emotional NYPD police commissioner, James O'Neill, honored an officer murdered in the Bronx this week as he was welcoming new recruits to the force yesterday. Here's Ethan Harp.
We're angry, we're sad, we're frustrated. If we weren't any of those things, we wouldn't be human beings.
Commissioner O'Neill told some 500 cadets at the police academy in Queens that fallen hero Mia Sota's familia and all cops give hope to victims and their families. But he knows the murder may have shaken those hoping to wear the shield 6 months from now.
Perhaps you or your families are questioning whether you're making the right decision. I'm here to tell you, you are making the right decision. When we've knocked backwards, it only strengthens our resolve.
O'Neill spoke of the 54,000 members of the force as a family.
And after it was decidedly out of fashion for some time, a new study says smoking is finding its way into movies again, especially those aimed at young people. The study published by the CDC finding that smoking scenes in PG-13 rated movies suitable for teens went from fewer than 570 in 2010 to over 500 last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast today, it's rainy. We will have cloudy skies and rain this morning. Showers and a thunderstorm possibly before 1 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms mainly between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. The high will be near 81, and northwesterly winds will be between 5 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Southwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. On Saturday, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 87, and westerly winds between 7 and 11 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. And Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 83 with northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear skies and a low around 61. Monday, we start our work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 86.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And welcome. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning at 10 to 11. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and very happy to be here today because we are 1 week away from salsa night, and we are going to be talking about that and also talking with Sue Lang Saponara, who is the dietitian of ShopRite in Flemington, and a force to be reckoned with at salsa night. So we're going to bring her into the show right now and say hello, Sue. Are you there?
Hello, hello. Yes, I am.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Getting ready for salsa night. Woohoo!
I know, I know. I just said you're a major force during salsa night, getting people to dance and dancing yourself. And we have a great picture of you, so I don't know if you would like it, but you are in line and doing it. And we are just, again, I mean, I say this every year. I say it throughout the year. To thank ShopRite for being the signature sponsor of Salsa Night. I can't believe that we have been doing it now for, I guess, let's see, probably 4 years. And you guys have been doing it way before we ever took it over.
Yeah, pretty much since it started. So
exactly. So like what, 10 years or so, or even more. When Pete Vasquez started Salsa Night, through Pete's Uncle Pete's restaurant on Main Street. I think it was small the very first year. I think after that, even at the restaurant, it was just incredible. And you guys just really stepped on board. And when Hundred and Hispanos took it over, you were right there. And always, without hesitation, right there, like I said, about 4 years ago when we took it over. So we certainly thank you. But I have to say this, Sue. It's one thing to be a sponsor and obviously allow us to do this by supporting us. But you support us in so many different ways. I mean, the night of, your guys are out there. People from ShopRite who are manning those booths, they're not sitting behind the table. They're just not saying hello. They are out there in the street. They are talking to people. They are dancing with people. And it's just absolutely incredible, the spirit, the absolute spirit that ShopRite brings to the event.
Yay. It certainly is a pleasure. And, you know, we are community members ourselves, so to be able to enjoy this time collectively, just neighbor to neighbor, person to person, to come together as a community and put on this great event is magnificent. So we just throw all that praise right back at you for taking up the torch and continuing this great tradition.
Well, it has become a tradition, hasn't it? It really is something that people look forward to. We get calls at the office. When's Salsa Night this year? They really look forward to it, and it really has become an integral part of the fabric, I think.
It absolutely has, and it's such a fun event. So live, you know, orchestra right there on Main Street, just playing this glorious Latin music, and to your point, the energy, people just enjoying themselves, dancing, letting go of their worries for a little while and just enjoying the moment. It's great to be part of that program.
And we have two bands this year again, so I'm hoping we can continue that tradition. Swing Combo, who was with us last year and did a fabulous job, and Son del Pueblo is our second band, and we're looking forward to having them up on the courthouse steps again. And, you know, this has gone on rain or shine. I'm always amazed that people just, they don't leave. I mean, they just wait for the rain to stop and get back in there. We're going to have the dance lessons again. Alma Montuno is going to be the dance studio providing us with lessons. Elvis is always there with his students and also teaching everyone. So it's going to be, I think, yes, that what we all expect from Salsa Night. But I will tell you this, and we're going to have to talk a little bit about what I do about eating through every single food vendor, Sue, and you're going to have to put the skids on for me. We have more food vendors than we have ever had before. We've got Main Street businesses, of course, participating. But, you know, I always liken Salsa Night to the dish itself, the ingredients. So many ingredients make up that dish. They're chopped up little pieces of this, that, and the other thing. And while we've got this Latino theme, we've always got, from hot dogs to empanadas to Asian cuisine, we even have French cuisine this year. I know. I'm just like, wow, this is just an incredibly diverse event. People come from all over, from all kinds of neighborhoods, and I'm just absolutely thrilled. But we're going to have to talk in the next segment about what do I do? This is better than the holiday times. Because this is definitely an opportunity to stuff my face and sample from one country to the next. So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back with Sue's dietary tips for Salsa Night. I'm putting you on the spot, Sue.
Okay.
All right.
Up for the challenge.
you hang in there. We'll be right back.
Will do.
All right.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show. And with me is Sue Lang Sapanara, who is with ShopRite of Flemington, the signature sponsor of Salsa Night. And we've been talking about that. And I put Sue on the spot, given her role as dietitian. How do we enjoy ourselves at Salsa Night with all these food trucks, restaurants participating? We have Latin food, American food, Asian food, French food, sweets galore. I mean, I'm sorry, Sue, but, you know, there's going to be popcorn and ice cream and all those goodies, and I want to participate.
What do you do with so many choices? It's interesting. With choices, we always eat more. There's something called the cafeteria effect. So when you have an array of different seasoned and flavored foods, you'll eat more than if you had, let's say, one cuisine of the same flavors to choose from. So we know a monotony diet, that one flavor to choose from, you'll eat less versus the cafeteria style. So it sounds like Salsa Night this year is especially cafeteria style.
Oh, my God. It's a smorgasbord.
It is. So, but really, your best approach, and this is always the case, too, is when you're there at Salsa Night, scope out the whole array of offerings first. Just check it all out. And then you can start to decide about which one is really, quote-unquote, special for you. You're going to have some foods that you've had before, so maybe you can give that a pass this year in favor of some cuisines that you've never had before. Or if you notice some foods that are offered, but it's offered through a place that is right here in Flemington, you could say, hey, I can get back to them next week, go there next Friday night to go out to dine, and narrow the field down. So once you whittle the field down to a few choices, then just take your pick. If you eat slowly during this time, so whatever you decide on, chew your food well, eat slowly, enjoy each bite, enjoy the gorgeous environment, the beautiful music, the fun that's transpiring around you. And for most part, if you do that, eat slow enough, and that's really the caveat there, you'll feel satisfied enough that you probably won't overeat that much. I think also giving yourself a little bit of a break and realizing that you'll probably eat more than you generally will, and that's okay to do every once in a while. If we're doing that on a daily basis, obviously there's an issue with that. But for the occasional salsa night once a year, you know, eat slowly, choose your favorite, buy the plate, and enjoy.
So the best part of salsa night, while I'm not going to overindulge, is the exercise. And we know that we may be eating, but we're also exercising during salsa night. So we're dancing and we're walking. I mean, I personally must lose 5 pounds during salsa night from setup to finish because I'm running up and down Main Street to make sure everything is okay, make sure our vendors are happy, make sure our attendees are happy. But you can have a workout at salsa night.
That's true. And so that raises a few points. One, bring a pedometer if you have one. May as well count those steps and see how much you're doing. Two, make sure to hydrate. Way more important than eating food, enough food, or making up for the calories you've burned is making sure to replenish that lost fluid. So we don't want anybody dehydrating out there. Grab your water. ShopRite will have tons of water to keep you hydrated during that summer salsa evening coming up next Saturday.
And you have other goodies you give out as well.
As well, yes. We'll have a big spin the wheel of prizes. We'll have lots of fun, a gorgeous display. So you can, of course, stop by and do a few salsa steps with us, spin the wheel, have some fun. But, yes, please do remember, drink your water, stay hydrated. And that all also helps to increase satiation. So it makes satiety, that feeling of I'm satisfied, I've had enough. When you hydrate and drink enough water, then that sensation, that signal will happen sooner. But I'll throw out there one word of caution. Don't fall into the old exercise trap, therefore I can eat double what
I was trying.
We as humans on the whole will overestimate the amount of energy we've used up, and we will underestimate the amount of calories in a food. So don't start thinking that, because then you'll definitely talk yourself into eating way past your fullness levels. And really, we just want to enjoy our favorite food, and when we're no longer hungry, just go back to the dance floor.
Well, that is funny, but I am going to wear a pedometer that night, because I'll be really interested to see, yeah, just how, you know, if I'm just faking it or I really do run around like a lunatic. So, but on a serious note, I have to say let's talk about ShopRite. Let's talk about what you do. You know, when I first met you, I would come into ShopRite and I'd pass your office, and sometimes you were with a client and sometimes on the phone, what have you. But I can't even say hello to you anymore. Every time I come in, I don't care if it's morning, noon, or evening, you are with a client. You are like one after the other. And I think that's a great thing that people are utilizing your services, but people are actually realizing that they need your services.
It's true. We've really grown tremendously here. So for folks that aren't aware, we offer free nutritional counseling here. I'm a registered dietitian, and we recently hired a part-time registered dietitian. So we're one and a half.
Wow.
Essentially registered dietitian hours here for our shoppers.
That is saying so much about our community. It's amazing.
It's a free service. Folks just can simply call and ask for the dietitian. We'll set up a time to meet. There's no charge. We can help kind of demystify the all those food puzzles out there, and also just give you new ideas. I have folks that come just because they just need to be kind of re-motivated or reset Some new recipes to try that will be tasty, easy, but healthy as well. So we do it all here at the store for you.
Well, you know, both ShopRite and Helpline serve on the Huntington Health Care's Partnership for Health, and I want to shout out to them because they're also a sponsor of Salsa Night. And this next 3 years, our focus is on obesity in our area. And this is extremely interesting to me because what we did was do some research when the first grant ended. Well, it's not the first grant, but last year's grant ended after 3 years, and what our focus was. And we did the research to see, well, what is the overriding issues affecting our health in Huntington County? And it is obesity. And so I'm really thrilled to know that while we're trying to do this work as a consortium and a collaboration, that people are hearing it in the community and doing something about it.
Yeah, ShopRite certainly has picked up on that and ran with it. We are here providing these free services. We do store tours for community members, individuals, groups. We do culinary classes, free classes for kids, as well as very inexpensive classes for adults where we actually sit down and eat a meal at the end of the culinary class. So we're not just giving you a plan, but we're showing you which foods would fit into that plan, working with whatever budget you have, whether it's monetary or time or both, and just showing how to make it happen. So it really can be easy to make a positive step for your health here at our store. It just starts by calling our ShopRite.
And, you know, it's interesting as well that we think about obesity, we think of that other person, and we don't realize that, you know, that midriff there that's been there for a while and is growing, as certainly as we get older, leads to all kinds of health issues. And it's not, we have in our mind someone who's obese, there's a certain picture of that. And we don't look inward, and we don't look when we can prevent a situation from happening. And certainly we're talking about heart disease, we're talking about diabetes. I'm amazed at how many people that I meet who have diabetes in one stage or another.
Yes, absolutely. Pre-diabetes, diabetes. We used to think of adult onset diabetes in our older populations, maybe when you turned 80 or so. But nowadays, we have folks in their 30s coming in with pre-diabetes, and it is a big concern. There's so much we can do to prevent that, to turn that around, to delay the transition from pre-diabetes to diabetes, and it really starts with just our choices here in the aisle. Many of our shoppers struggle with eating healthy on a budget, and we have so many great, affordable, tasty, healthy, nourishing foods that will work. We recently transitioned all of our of our fresh produce items on the wall here, our lettuce, broccoli, beets, carrots, a whole array of fresh, wonderful vegetables that are conventional vegetable prices, but they're organic vegetables that you can buy. So you can buy kale, a half a pound for 80-something cents. And it is easy to eat healthy now on a budget, and I can definitely help folks do that. We could turn those numbers around.
And I think, too, that what people have to realize, that it's not about sacrifice so much. You know, you can be enjoying this change in your life and the different choice, or realizing that you don't have to make a different choice, that maybe it is simply a lesser portion. Maybe it's pairing with the fruit that you didn't have before. I mean, there's so many ways of looking at this that I think that people just need to be open to it, and even just you know, talk to somebody like you for that initial consult to see that this is not a total lifestyle change. I think we're so afraid that tomorrow morning we have to get up, you know, that whole Monday morning we're going to hit the diet routine and then we fail. So I think it's important. People, we have to take a break, but stop by and see Sue. Make an appointment. Just have an initial consultation and see, you know, what is literally on the plate for you. We'll be right back after this break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just out from the federal government, the jobs report for June, and it looks a lot better than the jobs report for May did, as we hear from correspondent Sharon Reed.
The Labor Department says the economy added 222,000 jobs in June, far above the 170,000 that analysts had expected. The unemployment rate, though, rose to 4.4%.
President Trump sitting down with various world leaders at the G20 summit today, meeting a short time ago with Mexico's president, but his biggest meeting still to come. Shortly, he'll be sitting down with Russia's President Vladimir Putin for their first face-to-face meeting. Russian media says Putin will meet with Trump for about an hour. The White House says Syria and Ukraine will be at the top of the list of things they'll be discussing. But Russian interference in the elections here, not expected to be discussed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning. And Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help for any challenge facing you, whether it's basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, compassionate listening, and information about the link. We also have our own programs and services in addition to linking you to the appropriate agency who has the program or service for a holistic solution. And we have literacy services providing adult education in English. We have work connectivity, providing people the opportunity in Hunterdon County to connect with Hunterdon County employers. And we have our senior programs to help our seniors stay in their home, age in place, with our telephone reassurance and friendly visitor programs. To contact us 24/7, 365 days out of the year, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or our 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. You can visit us on the website at helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word. And we also have a community translation center with translators in most every language who can assist you in business, in the school system, at the physician's office, etc. Again, 908-782-4357. If you've been listening to the show and want information about Salsa Night, give us a call. And we are talking to Sue Lang Saponara with ShopRite of Flemington. She is the dietitian there, and we've been talking about how to eat well, both at Salsa Night and every day. And we also want to give a little shout out there, Sue, because ShopRite of Flemington underwent a few changes.
Ah, yes, we did our renovation, and we have expanded our offerings in our store, especially the perishable side of the store. So, for example, our ShopRite kitchen. We now have a fresh salad bar. We have our traditional, our olive bar that we've had all along, but we've kind of spruced it up a bit. We have a lovely new offering of prepared foods from our ShopRite kitchen, whether it is cooked salmon or shrimp or salads that have roasted vegetable salad, for example. Loins, tenderloins, or beef loin, prime rib even, depending on the day. But there are a lovely array of entrees, of vegetable side dishes, of grain side dishes that we have over at our ShopRite kitchen now, and definitely worth checking out.
And we're also have a cafe.
Yes, so soon to open. We have the cafe. It looks like it's all set up. Tables, chairs, lights, camera in action is almost there, too. We just are waiting for a few final details before it's officially open to the public. But the cafe area will be open shortly, is our hope. So it's very exciting. Definitely check it out. The new culinary area over by our delicatessen. And over by our hot soup bar, we have, that's where we do our culinary classes. You'll see a nice kind of a newly done countertop area where we have our stove top and our oven, and people pull up to our bar there, quote unquote, except it's a culinary bar of healthy food classes. And we also have a lot of sampling happening there when we're not doing our cooking classes. That's over by our deli area.
So what can I expect from the cafe? Are we able to come and have lunch there? Or?
Absolutely, exactly that. So whether it's a new salad bar you're trying out, new wonderful deli salads from our delicatessen, or the array of items that we have carried or that we are now carrying from ShopRite Kitchen, you can purchase the foods there. We have a cash register over there by the cafe, and then just go and sit down and enjoy. Nice window view from the cafe, very comfortable seating, and you can enjoy a nice healthy lunch in a hurry by doing that here.
And I also want to talk about the service at ShopRite. I have been a customer now, not just as helpline, but personally, also with the other clubs that I belong to. I breed and show dogs, so my collie club puts on some shows during the year, and I've always been able to work with Shannon in the catering department to order a cake or what have you. And I have to say that the customer service there is unbelievable. I mean, I just can't think of a time when I walked in that store and someone was less happy to see me or rude or, you know, was not engaging and inviting and smiling And it's just a pleasant atmosphere to shop in.
Well, that's great to hear. It's certainly what we strive to do here in ShopRite. You know, you're our number one priority. When you walk in the store, that's it. You're number one. And it's nice to go somewhere where that's how the associates feel about you. And in part, it's because we are all shoppers ourselves. We live here. This is our grocery store, too. This really is almost, I liken our ShopRite to the community center of town almost, because folks come, they meet up with their neighbors and friends.
Oh, they do.
They have great conversations. Sometimes you see somebody that you haven't seen possibly in a long time. Maybe it's been a year or two, and you run into somebody here at your Flemington ShopRite. We have Archie.
Oh, yes.
Say no more.
Exactly.
Who can be more awesome than Archie? So we're really all about you. You, our shopper, because, you know, this is, you're our neighbor, you're our family, and otherwise you're our awesome shopper, which is important, too.
And
you mentioned Shannon and catering, and I wanted just to give a shout-out about our CSA that we've been doing for the past couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard about it?
No.
Ah. So CSA, it stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
Wow.
And traditionally a CSA, a farm may decide to offer a CSA where the farmer will say, hey, whoever's interested, sign up with me, and for the growing season, I'll give you a share of my yield.
Nice.
And the advantage of this is that the farmer gets money up front. So traditionally, folks sign up maybe December, November, October even, for the following season. And the farmer, therefore, will know and have funds to fix equipment that needs a fixing, to buy seeds, to hire help and know that they have the funds to support that help, to grow the food and harvest it. So a CSA is a great way to support a local farmer. And what ShopRite has done is we've paired, you know, we have stores in Yardley, Pennsylvania. We have stores in Bethlehem now and Clinton, as well as here in Greenwich. And so we've paired up with a group of farmers in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that provides fresh vegetables to our shoppers as a CSA.
Hmm.
And kind of what that means is that instead of signing up in October, December for the whole season, you can stop by catering or call in Flemington, call Shannon, and say, you know, I'm interested in getting some fresh vegetables. And each week they'll box up about 6 to 8 peak of the season vegetables. So right now we're probably getting zucchini, some kale right now is delicious, early beans, sugar snap peas perhaps. So whatever vegetables are coming up right now are the 6 to 8 vegetables you'll get in your box, and that's only $26 for a large, wonderful box of fresh organic produce.
That's amazing.
It's really great. It's fun because you'll get fresh tasting, wonderful local produce that you're, you know, supporting a local farmer. It's great because it's easy. You just pay us week to week. And if you're going on vacation, you know, you'd let us know in advance. And so you don't have to pay for the weeks that you're not picking up, which is different than a traditional CSA where you'd pay for the whole season. Here you just pay for the weeks you want to pick up. We even have folks that say, you know, I just want to box once every other week. Or once a month. And we'll work with you on that, and that's fine too. And this way, at least you're introduced to fresh tasting, wonderful vegetables, local, and you get good taste and health benefits too. We also have a box that includes artisanal cheese and organic eggs. So you get 4 to 5 bunches of organic, seasonal fresh veggies, and then you get the eggs and the cheese with that. That's $30 per week. And again, you tell us which weeks you want to pick up so that, you know, you're not obligated to do the whole entire season.
Wow. I'm speechless.
It is so awesome. It really is. It's just a great way to branch out a little bit, because maybe you'll get a fresh green that you don't normally buy, but stop by Shannon and or me. We'll have recipes you could make and cook them up nicely. Most likely be able to just wash them and chop them up and mix them in raw into a vegetable salad or maybe a orzo salad or bean salad. But it's a good way to start your health journey by supporting local farmers, too.
And it goes right back to what you said in the first segment about making choices that are affordable. That certainly sounds it, and I'm going to stop by. I'm very interested in that. I grow my own vegetables, but I can't grow everything.
Right.
And this would introduce me to different vegetables that are not what I have in my garden. And to be able to sample that, maybe next year I will grow them. I'm a cheese fanatic, and definitely into the eggs. So this sounds fascinating. Absolutely. You know, you guys just, you're on the cutting edge. You know, every time we turn around. I've got to take this break. We're going to be right back with Sue Lang Sapanara from ShopRite of Flemington, our signature sponsor of Salsa Night. Give a shout out to some other of our sponsors when we come back. And some more information about how you too can make healthy choices.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. I've been talking to Sue Lang Sapanara of ShopRite of Flemington, our signature sponsor of Salsa Night, which is next Saturday, July 15th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. As we said earlier, we are talking probably about the biggest salsa night we've had, and it is going to be amazing. From the restaurants who are participating on Main Street to food trucks from American cuisine to Latin cuisine to French cuisine to barbecues of all kinds. Incredible vendors. They're still calling me today. If you want to participate as a vendor, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or be a volunteer for Salsa Night. Or be a volunteer for Hunterdon Helpline. Our programs and services, in addition to First Assist, which is our 24/7 helpline, needs you. We run on volunteers. And I also want to say that with ShopRite in the lead as our signature sponsor, We have Unilever and Knorr Foods as our entertainment sponsor. We couldn't have our two wonderful bands, Son del Pueblo and Swing Combo, without them. Jake's Restaurant's back again with the Beer and Wine Garden, offering beer and wine and their famous sangria, I have to say. Unity Bank is always, always at Salsa Night, as is Hunterdon Healthcare. And the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, back for 2 years in a row, we're so pleased, is Flemington Car and Truck. And, of course, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a media sponsor, as is Shout. And they are media solutions, marketing solutions, and have always, again, helped so much with this event and other events of Hunterdon Helpline as well. So this is interesting, Sue, because here we have ShopRite, and we now have, I mean, this is a first for us to have a company like Unilever join forces with us.
That's great. We definitely have our corporate brands here, and they are very invested in communities and interested in participating in events that, you know, bring neighborhoods together. So it's good to have their support in order to ensure the continuation of this event.
And, you know, for people out there, you know, we're a nonprofit, and, again, we run on donations, volunteers, et cetera. And, you know, as much as we try to operate as a business, as a nonprofit, you're really beholden to the community to support the programs and services that are free to all our clients and people who are in need. It's interesting that the business community wraps itself around events like this and the nonprofits in our area, I'm very proud to say. And having a large corporation like ShopRite, like Unilever, join forces with our familiar corporations here in Hunterdon County really means that, as you say, they are participating. They're just not making a profit. And I think that makes a difference. And I think it makes a difference when we do go shopping as consumers. Who has our back, so to speak, not just our money? And just very, very important. It's also amazing to me that someone, you know, in corporate decides this is worthwhile. This is something we want to connect to. So we're very, very proud of that association.
Excellent. Yeah, no, it really is wonderful. And it kind of, and it's another reason I encourage folks to come in, to stop by, to set up an appointment with me or with Rachel, our new registered dietitian here, because we have some great foods in the center of the aisle. In general, we think of healthy eating, shop the perimeter, and that's what we want to fill our plate with as for the most part. But in the aisle, there are some great choices. They're well done. They're what I call foods that are put together in a box for you. They're not a list of ingredients that you can't pronounce. They're actually just multiple foods put together in a box. Maybe some are parboiled so that you don't have to cook it for as long. Maybe some are just mixed with some spices, seasonings, so that now it's flavorful and your family will enjoy it. So there really are gems in the aisle, and Rachel and I are here to help you locate those gems to make healthy eating possible for when you're busy in a rush to put good-tasting food on the table.
Well, that's something else I have to check out now.
Yeah, so come in for a Jewel in the Aisle tour with me, and I'd be happy to show you some of my favorites. I also wanted to shout out, we have a new program in our store. We have our Well Every Day initiative. Well Every Day is just it's a new way to think about food. How do we make it fun and fresh, but fairly easy to straightforward to do, to put healthy tasting, affordable, nourishing foods on the table. And it sounds like a lot to lump all of those things together in one, but with this new program, we have great recipe ideas. We have new signage in the aisles. You may start to notice Well Every Day, our Power Up with Protein campaign happening this month with stickers on foods such as the red lentil, which is less than 20 cents a serving, cooks in 5 minutes. You can make a delicious salad that almost tastes like a potato salad.
Wow.
But with the power of the legume, full of protein and fiber and minerals, it's just so delicious. And we have lots to share with you. So do come in, see Rachel and I, and we can definitely start you on a fun and nourishing journey towards good health.
Well, you know, we talked about diabetes running rampant, unfortunately. Okay, we're going to talk about gluten. What are our gluten substitutes? Because not only have people who are affected by this, you know, truly physically and so forth, are jumping on this gluten-free bandwagon, but more and more people are saying, you know, why should I be eating this as well? So, but what's the substitute for that? I mean, we are so bread-driven.
So if, certainly if you have celiac disease, you must avoid gluten. It's a protein found in wheat and rye and barley, often in oats just because of the way it's processed. It gets some cross contact, we call it. But gluten is a protein that you need to avoid. But in general, proteins are something that we want to have healthy protein choices. Plants are a great way to get healthy protein choices. So if you don't have celiac disease or a gluten intolerance or a gluten allergy, then you do not want to eliminate gluten from your diet plan, because foods like farro, spelt, kamut, bulgur wheat, these are nourishing foods. They're good for your microbiome. There's good bacteria in our gut. They're great for decreasing our diabetes risk, for making us feel full, for health. I mean, there's just so many benefits to these foods. Taking them out leaves the gluten-free eater with a big challenge of getting the nutrients that are so plentiful in those foods, as well as getting the fiber, which is also plentiful in those foods. But if you must be on a gluten-free diet, or there's every reason for everybody to diversify. So to your point, Susan, if you're eating bread three times a day, every day, that's too much. That's not enough variety. So take some of those foods out and add in quinoa, a naturally gluten-free grain. Buckwheat, though it has wheat in the name, buckwheat, also known as kasha, is a gluten-free grain naturally. Teff, the world's smallest known grain, is wonderful to cook with. I can give you a good way to cook it up, almost like a pizza crust. Polenta, or corn, is another gluten-free grain naturally. Wild rice, rice in general, too. We have kaniwa, which is a cousin of quinoa. We have so many.
Oh my gosh,
Sue. So many wonderful grains. I can
just
walk you through
you
them.
Have to go and see Sue. You have to go and see Sue. And I think that this is interesting too, because again, we hear these things and we jump on bandwagons. We don't know why. And I want you all to just, you know, come on, you're going to ShopRite anyway. Stop by and see Sue. Sue, it's been amazing. I'm going to see you at Salsa Night, July 15th at 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. Two bands, incredible vendors. You can't imagine. Sue,
looking
thank you so, so much for being on the air, but for what you do in the community. Thanks, ShopRite, for once again supporting us. We applaud you for being community supporters.
My pleasure, Sue. Thank you.
Take care, and be back with us next Friday at 10 o'clock. And coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just out from the federal government, the jobs report for June, and it looks a lot better than the jobs report for May did, as we hear from correspondent Sharon Reed.
Labor Department says the economy added 222,000 jobs in June, far above the 170,000 that analysts had expected. The unemployment rate, though, rose to 4.4%.
President Trump sitting down with various world leaders at the G20 summit today, meeting a short time ago with Mexico's president, but his biggest meeting still to come. Shortly, he'll be sitting down with Russia's President Vladimir Putin for their first face-to-face meeting. Russian media says Putin will meet with Trump for about an hour. The White House says Syria and Ukraine will be at the top of the list of things they'll be discussing. But Russian interference in the elections here, not expected to be discussed. This is USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our hearts. And the best way to do that is with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports heart health. CoQ10 is also essential to cellular energy production. The energy-producing mitochondria inside your cells need CoQ10 to power essential organs like your heart and brain. And Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 absorbs better than other CoQ10 supplements. And now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus a complimentary bottle of vitamin D3, also from Life Extension. And, of course, free shipping and handling on both of these vital supplements. Just call toll-free 1-855-